I believe life is one big spiritual creative experience, and everything that we do, whether it's start a business, write a book, fall in love, or I don't know, pull a bunch of tarot cards, has a little spiritual lesson wrapped up inside of it. I'm obsessed with trying to understand the mysteries of the world from the arcane to the mundane and unboxing as many spiritual lessons as I can. And on the 12th house, we're going to explore all of that. So let's get into it together.
Hi, welcome to the 12th House Plus. It's me, Michelle, and it's a green room episode, which means that it's just you, me, and this old mic, and I'm going to update you on lots of things. I have a laundry list of things to get to today, so hopefully we get to all of it. If we don't, guess what? We have got nothing but time, you guys. Hopefully you and I have nothing but time. And if you're brand new to the 12th House Plus crew, welcome. I'm so excited to have you. We have lots and lots of content that you can go listen to in the back catalog. I was going through all of our episodes in preparation. Actually, I was sharing a link with someone about Matrix of Destiny. So I was looking back through the entire feed and I was like, oh my God, we have so many 12th House Plus episodes. This is amazing. Yeah. If you're brand new, you've got a lot to listen to if you would like, no pressure. And if you're not brand new, thanks for being here. And I am excited to chat again this week and every week with you. And like always, if you ever have ideas for what you want to hear more about, every other week, we do a 12th House Plus episode on the feed. So we have two episodes a month. One episode is an audio course, and the other episode is this little green room conversation. Sometimes it's like what's going on in my life. Sometimes it's what's going on at Holisticism. Sometimes it's like I'm mad about something on the internet, or I want to just like, honestly, I want to share some hot goss about what I'm seeing. And that gets us into Jay Shetty, which I really do want to talk about today too. Anyways, it's a mixed bag, but I also want to hear from you and what you love to hear about, because that, obviously, I'm here to please you and serve you. Whenever you have questions, or if you ever have ideas, just DM them to me on Instagram, or you can always reply on Spotify. There's a little reply box, and you should be able to type in answers and responses there, and they go directly to us. So send them our way. With that, let me tell you what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about Jay Shetty. I want to talk about my hermit experiment and Matrix of Destiny and how that is going. I also want to talk about readings, and I want to talk about giving readings. I want to talk about anxiety versus intuition and what is going on in my life with that for the moment. I want to talk about, give you a little spiritual update, because I had the most wonderful back and forth with an amazing listener, Laura. And Laura was like, tell us more about your spiritual stuff. Like, what's going on? What's going on with the ghosts and intuition and just all the stuff that you're interested in? I definitely want to talk about that. And I want to talk about hobbies, because I'm just back in my hobby bag. And then maybe I'll talk a little bit about like the passive research projects, some of the research projects I'm working on right now that are like separate from Holisticism, that are more Michelle Pelazon, that are more just being a creative person in the world, and also spaces. So there's a lot. I don't think we're going to get to everything today. If any of those things are like, they perk up your little ears and you're like, that sounds cool, let me know and I'll talk to more about it. Can we talk about the Jay Shetty thing for a second? Like, oh my God, Vindicated. That Dashboard Confessional song, Vindicated, from the Spider-Man movies is playing in my head right now. I'm not like happy when people have a reckoning, shall we say. I don't want that for people. Like, I don't like that. I wish that we didn't have to quote unquote call people out and be like, gotcha. I don't like that culture personally. Like, it feels gross to me. And I think it's important to acknowledge that there are a lot of things happening behind the scenes, especially in the like spiritual and wellness world, where people are not at all what they say that they are, because there's this intersection of fame and notoriety and millions of internet followers and authority in the sort of like wellness and spiritual, any space, business, whatever. So I'm bearing the lead here. Jay Shetty is a manifestation? I don't know. Meditation. Honestly, he's just like vague, ambiguous spiritual guy who went to India and was a monk in an ashram for 3 years. And then his teacher said, no, Jay, you have to go be on YouTube and you have to be internet famous. You need to be with the people because you are so charismatic and such a cutie. And you got to go teach the plebes out there, people who aren't enlightened enough to come to India and or come anywhere and join an ashram. You have to bring this knowledge to them. You need to make it more accessible to them. So that was his, that's been his shtick for the last, I don't know, X 10 years. And he got really, really popular and really famous. And he really hacked the Facebook algorithm. And he like married J-Lo and Ben Affleck. Listen, he's doing big things, allegedly. I had just bought an $8 million house in like Beverly Hills. And The Guardian just published a sort of like expose on him about how a lot of his background is fabricated. And the stories are storying. He has fictionalized and fluffed up a lot of his background and his credentials. And now we are getting into the territory. We are veering out of storytelling and marketing, which I think that is actually quite necessary and what people tell you to do, and into now Jay Shetty has a coaching school that is allegedly not accredited by the people that he says it's accredited by. And it is not affiliated with the like business schools that he says it's affiliated with. And it costs like $7,000 to join. And it's a little bit teeter-tottering on like MLM situation because he is getting former students to basically recruit new people, and they get a high commission for every person that they recruit. Not that different from like any sort of coaching, honestly, any coaching school. IIN, I went to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition a bajillion years ago, 15 years ago. And that I'm positive that that's what they do. I remember paying for it. And I remember so you have to read this article. It's in The Guardian. Just Google like Jay Shetty Guardian. Okay. It's the most recent thing. It came out like last week, 2 weeks ago. Actually, when this up comes out, it'll be like a couple weeks old. But it's the very like last paragraph or couple paragraphs. The author talks about calling the school and talking to someone and whatever. They're selling him on coaching. And the person on the phone is like, oh, you know what? I can give you a one-time discount of take $800 off. And I remember so vividly where I was standing at my first, right before I joined my first startup in LA, I decided to go to nutrition school. And I was about to leave my job at this as a celebrity trainer and wellness expert. And I was about to go to nutrition school. And I remember where I was standing. I was standing outside of someone's personal gym. And I was talking to someone from IIN, and they were like, okay, normally it's $2,400, but I can give this to you for $1,800. I was like, oh my God, that's so much money. It's so much money. But I ended up doing it. I think I paid it off in, you know, 6 months or something, whatever. It went to reap. Honestly, I did not learn anything at IIN. I honestly did not. Like, I remember going to classes and being so disappointed because I was so excited to learn, but I had already gotten certifications in like nutrition certifications, blah, 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 blah. I was a professional dancer. I went to school and studied anatomy and physiology. Like I knew a lot already. And then I was doing my own sort of like research and whatever, reading books. Who cares? This is all to say that I was like armchair. I was self-educating when it came to nutrition and wellness. And I learned more through my own process than I did going to IIN. And I was so disappointed because it was so expensive. And it felt like such a like fake thing. And I didn't understand why all of these people like Kelly Levesque, who was this famous nutritionist, maybe she's still famous, I don't know. Like that was her nutrition certification that she had done, and she had all these celebrity clients. And I was like, this is crazy. Like this is all that you've done because like they don't teach us that much. Like you can't even really call yourself a nutritionist. You can call yourself you could at the time call yourself an integrative nutritionist. But I think now you have to call yourself a health coach because they just like don't have accreditations. Anyways, all I'm saying is, it was a very similar process where I know that that person who got me to join the school was getting a commission off of me. Like, come on, that's like how sales work. So going back to Jay Shetty, it's like veering into, because everyone's obsessed with MLMs. It's like, it is veering into MLM territory because they're making these big promises that if you pay $7,500 for this coaching program, you'll be able to make that in a month alone of coaching. And it's like, is that true? Like, do these programs and certifications actually prepare people to go out and be like for the business of being a life coach or the business of being a health coach, the business of selling leggings? TBD. Anyways, I just thought it was a really great article, despite the fact that I don't love takedown pieces, just because I think it did a really good job of portraying the sort of like ickiness of this industry. Okay, that was a preview of the 12th House Plus content. Just a little sneaky snack. If you like that, if you want more, if you want to hear the whole story, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify Podcasts at the very top of the page where you would subscribe. in general for the podcast. It's $5.99 a month, and we'd love to have you.